All right, and we're back. Jim Cadet and the Railroad Boys, or a contingent thereof, are with us this week here on the show.
I don't know about one of these days, but... Sorry, John.
No worries.
John, I can tell everybody while Jimmy's tuning up that we're doing a website that you can visit us at.
Come on in a little closer to the mic there, Bobby.
We do have a website, folks. It's jimgaudet.com. That's JimGaudet.com. Our schedule's up there. You can listen to cuts. You can buy some records and buy a CD or buy certain cuts. It's a good spot to go. You know, I did... I noticed it was... Jimmy wanted it called jimgaudet.com, but I was thinking www, the Dixie Dance Kings. What do you think?
Dixie Dance Kings?
Yeah, if we could change it. We change it to...
Anytime you want, Bobby. Anytime you want.
I got to thank Bobby for straightening me out there too, because I think I've been saying your name wrong forever. Then
it's not wrong. It's not wrong. Not at all.
It's regional, right?
Yeah. And you know, in many ways, it's easier to recognize when you pronounce it Gaudet. You know, because of course that's the way it's spelt, the G-A-U-D-E-T.
This is true. Yeah.
So it's easier. So I never correct anyone, and it never is an issue for me. just so that you know.
Facebook, yeah. Too, can I remind folks, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on that thing called Facebook. I don't know how many people know about Facebook, but you can find it if you just go right on, right, Tucker?
Yeah, you just go right on there, Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys.
We have a page a guy put together for us.
Yep.
And right now on that page, folks, there are 17 likes.
Yeah.
17 yeah. likes.
It's impressive.
Jimmy, I thought that was pretty good until I started studying other
bands. Oh, yeah?
Other band
yeah?
Pages.
It's not that good?
Not that good.
What's?
17, yeah. I'm hoping for 20 after
Well, here's
show,
the deal, Bobby. Here's the deal. Let me just tell you. You can't be upset about this. Because we've only been doing it for a few years. You know what I mean? So you can't get upset. You
gotta let 17 get their quality.
I'm saying their quality
gotcha.
Likes, yeah. Now, sometimes Bobby brings something special to the show, too, for the people. And, of course, there's no live audience here today, but there are times when Bobby brings something special because in certain areas we feel it necessary to make our music accessible. So what do you
well,
do, Bob?
We have it here today, Jimmy, too.
You do?
Available on our website.
Yeah.
For the folks that are from Vermont, we have all of our records on 8-track.
Oh, 8-track. All right.
What's that?
You can say that if you're in New Hampshire.
That's right. We're in New Hampshire, so you can say it in Vermont. All right.
Just kidding. John will be cutting that out.
That's right.
I don't think we have a station in Vermont yet. We probably won't after.
Well, there, that's right.
Folks that are here
right,
the
not,
pole.
Not anymore.
Maybe something different. From South Africa, the folks that are here.
All right. Well, we
yeah,
better
John,
find
do you
us.
Have any questions for us, John?
Oh no, none. Not at all. I should have asked how to pronounce the name, but no, that's
well,
okay.
Got that
we got to no, figure it out now.
That's good. It's all good.
Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys, folks. They're here with us.
G'day. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin it for you.
Oh, I've been mispronouncing things for years.
Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This one is called?
This is a tune called Here It Comes.
On the brand new CD, When It Rains. On CD Baby, iTunes, just like cuts.
Thank you. There we go. She never said and I never asked. I wanted it to be a thing in the past. Whoa, it comes again. I start to speak, but I start choking on the words that are left unspoken. Whoa, here it comes again. Here it comes. The night is falling. Voices calling, but you're not there. Here it comes. You can't reject it. Must accept that it's yours. Cross the back. I answer not asking a question. I'm just looking for a simple suggestion. Whoa, here it comes again. Did I forget to mention? I'm gonna need your full attention. Whoa, here it comes again. Here it comes. The night is falling. Voices calling, but must accept that it's yours. Cross the bed. Tracks just like a knife in the back. Whoa, here it comes again. She never said, I never asked. I wanted it to be a thing of the past. Whoa, here it comes again. Here it comes. Wise guy.
Here it comes. That's how I want it rained. Brand new, just come out.
That's right. The new record. Yep. Jim G'day and the Railroad Boys. It's going to take me a while. But yeah, they are out rolling around this summer. They got some dates I think they probably want to tell you about too, don't you?
Yeah, we had a busy summer. We're a little quiet right now until we'll pick up September. In October, we're pretty darn busy in those 2 months. And traveling, we'll be down in Raleigh, North Carolina for the IBMA.
That's the International Bluegrass Music Association's convention.
The annual convention, we'll be down there for that. We'll be out to Rochester, New York at the Turtle Hill Festival, September 8th, 9th, and 10th, I believe. And just a bunch of different...
Somewhere in there is one in Cooperstown, too, a festival. Right?
Okay.
We're going to do
it. All right. Yeah.
Cooperstown, New York?
Yes.
Cooperstown, yeah. New York.
Baseball town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure is.
So, you know, we're just keeping busy.
November is another convention we go to called NERFA.
The Northeast
softball.
Folk Alliance. Yes.
Northeast Regional Folk Alliance.
Yeah, sort of another trade fair kind of.
Yes.
I've never been to those, but I everybody's always saying, why aren't you at them?
You know, serious, because it's a whole DJ thing.
Oh, I know there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's making time and travel expenses.
Ride
and all.
Right. Down with us. Come to Albany, ride down with us.
Well, this year, for the first time, NERFA will be in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay.
Which is a change. It was always down in Lower Hudson Valley in New York State, but now it's in Stamford. But we'll be down there. We're not. Last year we had a formal showcase. We were very honored to get that because they're very difficult. you know, to have a formal showcase, and we did that last year. So we're not allowed to get a formal showcase now again for, I think, 500 years or something. But
what happened? What happened?
No, that's just the rules.
That's the rules.
Okay, sure, sure.
The rules. Yeah.
Yeah. They were on their best.
I'm looking at our list there. I see. Yeah. I see over on that list there.
What
I
do
see
you say?
Real Love off the.
Sure. We could do that.
Real Love.
My take on Real Love.
Your take on Real Love.
Yeah. Yeah, we give that one a go. Sure.
There you go.
Sure. Yeah.
Buck, what do you think?
Yeah, it sounds great. One of my favorites.
One of his favorites. How do you like that? She was down in Albuquerque. He was down in the dumps. She was taking the 210 train to Tucumcari. He was taking his lumps, but tying up the loose ends while untying the knot. Be careful what you wish for when a promise is all you got. I know what real love is. Takes a lot more than it gives. Start a walking on thin air. Turn around and it's not there. I know what real love is. Don't you think that I don't? Once you wind up wrapped around her finger, you're gonna wind up all alone. Well, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. A stitch in time saves nine. All these words of wisdom are really good advice, but they never listen to them. No, they never pay them. He says that love is a crapshoot. It comes down to just a roll of the dice. 'Cause I know what real love is. Takes a lot more than it gives. Start walking on thin air. Turn around and it's not there. I know what real love is. Don't you think that I don't? Once you wind up round your finger, you're gonna wind up writing songs. It's a lesson to be learned. It's a cold and lonely fair. Well, he probably should have left her a long time ago, but it's too late for that. So it's back to square one with their backs to the wall. What good would this life be if he never had a chance to fall? I know what real love is. Takes a lot more than it gives. Start walking on thin air. Turn around and it's not there. I know what real love is. Don't you think that I don't? Once you wind up round your finger, you're gonna wind up all along. I know what real love is. I know what real love is I know, I know, I know.
Nice. There you go. Jim right. Gaudet and the Railroad Boys. So that was real love there, huh?
That was real love, John. My little take on it, I guess.
The real thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys are here, folks, and they're probably going to do a couple more.
Yeah.
Before they have to hit the road.
Yeah. This next one, I would like to explain. It's actually... I think it's the only true story of all of the songs that we have, I think. I don't think any of the others are true, but I know this one is. But we went to a get-together where they had a DJ playing. And the DJ was playing like those same old tunes, the Chicken Dance and the YMCA.
Oh, I like that one, though.
Well, Bobby likes that one. He likes that one.
Do you have a favorite?
Electric Slide.
The electric slide. Yeah.
Tell me they were doing the Hokey Pokey.
They weren't doing the Electric Slide, but they, yes, the Hokey Pokey.
Another favorite.
And that's you know,
another
but,
favorite?
And was it you, Bobby, that showed me that newspaper article, the Hokey Pokey?
Perhaps.
Tucker, with the guy? The,
yeah.
The poor guy who wrote the Hokey Pokey just recently passed away. Yeah. So it was not good news. It was not good news. But the article was very interesting. Because they addressed not only all the songs he had written and how popular he was, they addressed the difficulty that the Undertaker had putting this poor guy away, because no sooner would they get the left leg in, and then the right leg would be popping out. So you know, it's the Hokey Pokey. He wrote the Hokey Pokey, yeah. So anyways...
There is a moral to the story.
There is a moral to the story, and that is, of course, it's what it's all about.
Yep.
The Hokey Pokey. Okay, so...
It's my life's motto.
and, you know, the real sad truth is that I only hope and pray that it's not what it's all about. I hope it's about more than just Hokey Pokey. But, so anyway, so we're at the party, and I didn't feel like dancing, so I just said, you know... I made this phrase up, and I yelled out to everyone. I said, if it ain't Cajun... I ain't getting up. Well, I went to a party on Saturday night, had a few drinks, trying to make things right. Friends and family were all getting stewed. I got caught up in the middle of a family feud. You see DJ Dan, same old tunes, a hokey pokey and a chicken dance filled the room. Doing the shower with the hands in the air while I sat there mumbling in my chair. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. No, I ain't getting up. Why I don't like that DJ sound. I told him I like the Creole beat, cause I like things does to my feet. I may be quiet, but I'm not shy. I can dance as good as any old guy. But I'm done with the boogaloo, I'm done with the shout. It's time that they figure it out. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. I ain't getting up.
Cajun. I ain't getting none. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting none. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting none. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting none. No, I ain't getting none. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting none. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting none. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun,
he ain't getting up.
If it ain't Cajun,
he ain't getting up.
If it ain't Cajun,
I ain't getting up.
I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up. If it ain't Cajun, I ain't getting up.
Jim G'day and the Railroad Boys. I got up for that one.
Good.
You
good,
did.
Good.
We shot a video of that one, folks. You can check that one out.
That Jim G'day is he's a singer-songwriter. So everything we've been listening to or playing is
yes.
Jim's compositions, Jim's arrangements. I didn't know if you knew that.
I did.
He's
I don't know if the listeners know that.
Oh, okay.
They do now.
They do now.
I thought I'd shoot that out there, except for this song we're going to play right now.
Okay. All right.
And then they got to guess. Listeners have to guess who did this.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Bobby. Yeah. That's good. Because it's one of those tunes. We normally close our show with this tune. And it's one of those tunes that I find people come up to me and say, oh, who did that? Or who, you know, they know the tune, but they can't place it. And that's why it's worked perfectly for us because of that. Because it's not overdone, but everyone knows it. And
it is not
the Hokey Pokey, no siree, Bob. And so we're going to have Tucker kick it off. And this will be our final one for today. And I just want to thank you for having us here with you, John.
Thank you very much.
Making us feel so welcome and at home.
My pleasure.
I can't wait to get to that turkey dinner.
That's right.
You folks come here, you get turkey.
So we're going to say goodbye with this one. And, you know, hope the listeners out there have discovered something that they enjoy and will follow.
Come visit us, jimgaday.com.
That's right.
Can't play dedication
and devotion, turning on that time into the day. Song about the violence and double talk. Song about the trouble and the strife. He did the walk. He did the walk of life. He did the walk of life.
G'day and the Railroad Boys, folks, and that's going to do it. Thanks so much for coming out.
Absolutely, our pleasure, John. Thank you.
I'm sure our listeners appreciate that. That's awesome. All right. Well, folks, we're going to let them go, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Joliet, Illinois. They're here to see the clown die for killing all those boys. He calls himself the 34th victim. He's been here for 14 years in his 6 by 9 foot cell. He listens to the jeers. Kill the clown. This executioner kills with needles. They say it's more humane. No one to flip the switch, be the hangman. It's the modern way. First drug knocks him out. The next drug takes his breath. The last one stops his heart. Culminates in death. Kill the clown. Just under 5 brief minutes, the final deed is done. But the clown's tubes got all clocked up and took him 21. When he started grunting, they pulled the curtain closed. What happened after that? The devil only knows. Kill the clown. So the cycle of killing continues. Kill the killers and don't ask why. They say it'll make things better. It's just another eye for an eye. The lynch mob gets their vengeance. They make it look real clean. Politicians get their votes, and I just hear the screams. Kill.